So you're gonna help me figure out how to stay, right?
Well, that is a really tough question. Most great philosophers would say helping you is pointless, that you can't try to be good, especially when your motivations are so obviously corrupt.
Yeah, but what do most great philosophers know?
On the other hand, Aristotle thought that moral virtue is something that you could get better at. He compared it to playing the flute. The more you practice, the more you improve.
Aristotle! That's my boy right there. He was the best! I mean, most people agree he was the best one, so it sounds to me like you are on board the Help Eleanor train.
Well, I've narrowed it down to two possibilities. Yes and no.
Well, no worries. Just hit me up when you're done weighing my life in your hands. I'll just keep doing what I do best, being super considerate and selfless.
June 2nd, 2024. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you're just so happy.
I am.
You couldn't
made you
tell
pack.
Because we edited it out, but her last line read in the open totally got me. I was just, I lost it.
It's so fun.
It is.
It's fun to do these little things.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
them.
Okay. How y'all doing?
Hello.
It's June. What? Happy
How?
Pride Month.
Okay, sure. We're just really busy.
We sure are.
We say this all the time, but yes. For real we are.
I mean, for real we always are.
I guess.
But if you don't know, right now we are writing two different graphic novels for two different companies, and we can't really tell you anything about them yet, but we will when we can.
Yes.
But anyway, but we got the contracts for them in the exact same week, and so they have the same deadlines, and it's all just revolving one to the next, to the next, to the next, and
yeah.
revisions and edits and notes, and it's a lot.
And every step along the way, we're surely these are going to diverge in deadlines. Surely one of them's going to take longer than the...
No.
None of that is happening.
No. Anyway, hello. Let's talk about pendant stuff.
Sure. Let's do that. That's what the people are here for.
Theoretically.
I guess. Maybe.
The people that are here. Yes.
maybe they're just confused. And they're what is this show? Well, let me tell you. You will be confused at the end as well.
What is this show? Not much.
That's not really.
What this show is. Okay. So, last episode, I told you that Pendant Shakespeare should be up in production and the script was about to go out. And it did. Everything is on schedule. The script
nice.
Is now with the cast who are recording. So, again, we're probably looking at a late summer or fall premiere, but it is officially in production. Henry VI, Part 2.
Woo!
It's going to be 8 parts. It has, Morgan Sowell has told me, he's the dramaturge on the show, it has the single longest scene that Shakespeare ever wrote, and he could not figure out how to break it up because it was so massive. So, way to go, Bill.
Right? Shakespeare...
Making problems for us hundreds of years later. How could you?
What are you doing, man?
Right? Put a break in there.
You're just really not considerate at all.
People need to use the bathroom sometimes.
That too.
Right?
Right?
Give them a chance, Bill. Come on.
Yeah, I think we all need to have a little talking with Mr. Shakespeare.
Yeah. Let's go find him.
Yeah, we're going to find
him. I'm going to give him a talking to.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all the pendant news we have other than...
International numbers?
Yeah!
Our friends from around the globe. Hello!
Okay. The Kingery made it up to number 44 in sci-fi in Thailand. Number 44 in sci-fi in Kazakhstan, and number 21 in sci-fi in Saudi Arabia.
Hello.
Hello, friends.
Hi.
Active Radioactive Radio went up to number 39 in sci-fi in Turkey.
Welcome.
And Tilly's Trans Tuesdays made it up to number 66 in personal journals in Finland, and number 27 in personal journals in Austria.
Okay. Nice.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
But that's all we've got for this month.
All right.
Everything else is still, proceeding along. So.
I guess so.
Not much to report on.
Hmm.
But it's going.
It's going.
The shows are going.
It's fine.
What more do you need?
Everything is fine.
From San Francisco, California, we have TJ Briggs on the line. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Insanity, mayhem, the usual. How is life in San Francisco?
I actually live in the suburbs,
Mm-hmm.
so it's not as crowded as it could be, I
Okay.
guess.
Are you like right outside San Francisco? I spent a
I'm
lot of time in San Jose, which is not far from there.
No, I'm actually in Brentwood, which is about an hour and a half on the BART, but it's
Okay.
still like the Bay Area.
Okay. Okay. Kind of know where that is. Very cool. Very cool. So you don't have like the fog rolling in on you
No,
when
we don't
the
get
rest
fog. We don't get fog this far out.
of
At least not, I mean, I've only lived here like 6.5 months,
Oh, okay.
but we didn't get any fog like during the winter and fall.
Can I ask where you were before San Fran?
I was near Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh, I have family in Charlottesville.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's a small world after. Okay, yeah. I don't promise not to make more Disney references, but there you go. So welcome to the hot seat. And so let me first ask, how did you find your way to Pendant?
That's a good question. It's
Thanks, I strive for
been
excellence.
a couple of years that I've been doing this role with Pendant. I'm pretty sure that I saw a casting announcement on Twitter, and so I submitted. That was like right when I was first getting into doing voice acting. So I'm pretty sure that that's where I saw the casting announcement.
Okay. Well, let's go back even farther. How did you get into voice acting?
I'm a stage actor, a music theater actor primarily. I also do Shakespeare. And I, like the world shut down for a while.
Right.
And I, like many other actors, was like, okay, well, what do I do now? And I happened to, I looked into voice acting and I happened to be friends with somebody who went to high school with somebody who does a lot of voice acting. With Kirsten Day. And so I met with Kirsten a couple times, on Zoom, and she worked with me. And my husband helped me set up a booth at home, and I just auditioned for stuff, took some classes. So that's where we are now.
Okay, very cool. So it goes back to the you knew a guy kind
Yeah, kind of.
of thing.
Sort of a friend type thing, yeah.
All right, very cool. So, since you mentioned Shakespeare, I'm obligated to say, hey, we have a Shakespeare show you need to audition for.
I would love to.
I am sure that we'll have auditions at some point in the near-ish future.
I
So,
have an entire degree in Shakespeare.
you have a degree in Shakespeare. Wow.
I
Okay.
do. I have a master's degree in Shakespeare performance.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, you definitely need to do the auditions.
Yeah, for sure.
Shakespeare has always been really hard for me. I've said that over the years that I've been doing this. Shakespeare's always been really hard for me. Is there a way for it to be not as hard for me?
Part of it is you have to get out of your head about it being hard. I know that
Okay, that's
sounds kind
fair.
of trite, but we've sort of built up, we as a society have sort of built up Shakespeare as like this highbrow thing that like scholars do and all of that, but like half of it is dick jokes, right? Like common people watched Shakespeare plays, in the 1600s when they were being written. So,
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is becoming convinced that the language isn't language that we use now. And a lot of it still is. You just have to, like, I don't know, you just have to put the idea of Shakespeare sh being Shakespeare on a shelf. And it gets easier after that.
Okay. All right.
Also, if you ever read poetry or sing with songs, it's very, very similar. Shakespeare and music theater are very adjacent ideas.
Okay. All right. Well, we try to be educational here, so
Yeah, I'll try not to like, I mean, obviously I have a whole degree, so I'll try not to like go off on a thing, but I do
No.
think.
Hey, we aim to please and aim to serve, so
I do think that Shakespeare is can be really inaccessible because we present it the way that we do. But I don't think it has to be. That's what I think. I don't think it has to be.
I had a 10th grade teacher who was really bad. And when it came to Shakespeare, she just like made it, like you said, kind of puts it up on a inaccessible level. And she definitely did that. So it just made it not fun, kind of.
Definitely. That kind of thing like really
back in high school.
Yeah, it really sticks with you when we have teachers who, I don't know, they present it as difficult and like very scholastic. And these plays were meant to be performed. Like if you sit there and read Shakespeare, it's kind of boring. But if you listen to it or watch it or read it out loud with somebody, it's so much better than just reading it. It's a play. Plays aren't meant to be like read off a page. They're meant to be heard.
And seen, or in our case we use music and sound effects and mix it all up, and it sounds amazing.
I bet. I'm actually really excited about that.
Have you gotten to dive into the Shakespeare show at all?
I haven't.
You totally get a kick out of stuff we've done.
This is the worst thing to say as a voice actor, but I don't listen to a lot of audio only things. I know.
The secret's out.
it's not a secret. Anybody who talks to me will know. But I'm autistic, and sometimes I have a hard time with audio-only formats. So I don't listen to as many things as I wish that I did, but I will try to check out the Shakespeare one.
Okay. We'll talk later after we wrap up. I'll give you a couple of the ones that kind of stick out in my head.
Yeah, sounds great.
So let's move on to Kingery, and where you play Bernice. So how long have you been doing Bernice now?
I almost 3 years, honestly. It's been I've been doing them for a while. I had no idea, like when I auditioned, that it was going to be such a long-running character. So this is like the longest that I've done one thing.
We have a lot of shows where there's a character in an episode that's meant to be like a one-off, and then ends up like going the, you know, forever, like Sox, right? Sox all was introduced back in season one. It was meant to be in like, you know, an episode or three, and then that was it, and then has been a major player over the years. So you never know.
It was very unexpected. And I was really excited when we changed Bernice's pronouns to they, like making it sort of canon that they're non-binary, which is better for me since I almost never do women's roles. So I was actually, right before that happened, I was a little bit on the fence of continuing doing it. And I hadn't even said anything like to Tilly or anything yet, but it was just like a feeling I was having. And then that happened, and it was just like sort of serendipitous. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, now I don't have to feel weird about this anymore. So inclusivity matters.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Bernice without, I'm not sure how much we need to worry about spoilers at this point, but like maybe to not so much end of last season stuff.
Sure, yeah. Bernice is a mad scientist, and while I often feel like, I don't know, they're sort of comic relief, some of the things that they do clearly have consequences in the greater world. And I'm not going to say too much about that because I feel like there is a bunch of spotlight on that at the end of the recorded really recently. But I think a lot of other characters don't take them seriously either. I'm not even sure that they always take themselves seriously. but it's not that they're like bad at science. They're really good at the dangerous kind of science that just gets more dangerous. And they
That's
sort
the
of,
more fun.
yeah, exactly. And they sort of like thrive on this chaos. And they're always very, like, people will say things to them about it, like, disbelieving. And they're always kind of like, oh, whatever, it's no big deal. And so they're very quirky and they're very, I don't know. I feel like they go along with things as they happen and just sort of adjust because they, live in their own sort of little mentally ill world of mad science.
Okay. Have you started recording for season 13? Oh my God, 13, season 13.
Yes, I have recorded for season 13 up to the mid-season hiatus.
Okay. Very good.
I actually got to do a Shakespeare line in one of the things. I was so excited when I saw the
There
line.
you
I was
go.
like, OMG.
That's awesome. So, of the time that you've spent with Bernice, have there been any particular scenes that you've done that you were like, yeah, this one's awesome? And I'm not talking about stuff that hasn't aired yet, obviously. We can't talk about that stuff, but stuff that's come out so far, is there any particular thing that stands out to you as like, yeah, this is like a really good Bernice scene?
Not that I'm allowed to talk about. I feel
Oh,
like
okay.
the best stuff I've done for them is the recent stuff. I feel like it's been the most out there, the most fun, the most interesting for them to be involved in. So that's really what stands out. They weren't in as much of the last season, I think. Like there was still I was still there doing lines sometimes. But this season, I feel like, yeah, I've got to do a lot. And so we sort
Okay.
of just look forward to that part, I think.
So what you're saying is we really need to listen to season 13 when it comes
Absolutely, you do. Season 13 is so wild.
out. Can't wait. The Kingery by definition is wild.
Yeah, I know. But this is like, it's extremely wild in a good way, in a good way.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Is there anything you'd like to see happen with Bernice?
It would be cool if they had like a friend who considered them a friend in return.
Okay.
I think, because I feel like a lot of the other characters, it's very hard to connect with Bernice because of how like off the chain they are all the time. But yeah, I think it would be interesting to see them have like a sort of deeper relationship with one of the other characters. I don't
Okay.
have like anyone in mind or anything. I'm not like, but just to see like, okay, what happens when they have emotions about something that's not an experiment, that was actually another person. And I think that would be really new to them, like as an experience, because they're all just science, science, science. So it would be really interesting if they had emotions about another person,
Okay.
because I think it would change some of their outlook on how the things they do affect other people.
Interesting. You never know what the writers are going to do next with this show.
You never do. No, you never do. Which is part of the fun, though, right? Like you get a script and you're like, oh,
Yeah.
wow.
All right. So, aside of Shakespeare, are there other pendant shows that you want to dip your toes into?
I don't know. I took a step back from doing voice acting for a few months. Like, since we moved, I haven't done much of anything outside of Kingery since that's ongoing. And I hadn't been particularly auditioning for things. I'm starting to again, but I hadn't been particularly auditioning for things, but Avalon seems pretty cool,
Yeah,
so
it does.
yeah, it does. So probably that one.
Okay. I'm hoping that there will be a season three. I'm already looking past season two. So because this show is awesome. Oh, and for those who haven't heard me say it recently, Avalon is like my favorite pendant show. It's has been for years, and Kat is very generous with interacting with the fan base for the show and talking about it and laughing at you when you're like, hey, this is a cool character, and then she either kills them or brings them back after the, because they were already dead, and then makes them evil. So, you know, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
I like the show because it's so many different mythologies kind of mushed together, and it still it works without being like too much stuff in one place.
Yeah.
So what kind of role would you want to play on Avalon? Good guy, bad guy?
Good guy.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Cool. Some people like to play the villain.
Some people do, and I love villains, but I do not enjoy playing them very much. That's what I found in my many years of experience doing theater. I just don't, it's just not as fun for me. I don't know.
Okay.
I like doing hero stuff.
All right, that's fair. So outside of Pendant, what kind of voice acting do you do?
I've actually done a lot of DEI, like e-learning stuff for companies. I've done a lot of that. And I've done like some other audio dramas. I did a voice in a video game that I don't think ever actually made it to total production.
Okay.
But it was a visual novel style game. Yeah, the other like bigger role that I had was in the Pasithea Powder, which was, it ran for 3 seasons. It was a space opera audio drama. Yeah. And so that's like the other big thing that I've done, but I've mostly done like, you know, one-off things here or there.
Okay.
Because I've only been doing voice acting since the end of 2020, beginning of 2021. So I haven't done a ton of stuff yet.
Okay. What's like your dream role?
My dream role is a JRPG protagonist.
And JRPG is?
Japanese role-playing game, like Final Fantasy, Tales of.
Oh, all right, all right.
Like if all that's right. Like my pie in the sky, sort of.
And what is the draw for that for you?
Those are the kinds of games that I've been playing for like 20 years, so.
There you go.
Yeah, so, and I've noticed like as I got more into voice acting, you know, my husband and I play games together. And we notice like who's in different things and like what they've done. And we just notice like how much the voice acting can like really contribute to an environment or story. And that's true of audio only stuff too. I just, like I said, I don't listen to a lot of audio only. But you know, it just really adds to the experience. And I would just love to do that kind of thing. Like a character that people really care about or have feelings about. Yeah, I think that'd be really cool.
Awesome. All right. Can people find you on social media if they want to get in touch with you?
I'm not super active on like my voice acting profile, but I have one on Twitter, which is Tim Briggs VO at Twitter. And I do use Instagram on occasion, not really for acting stuff, sometimes. But I'm on Instagram, Best Damn Avocado, which is a lawyer joke. it's a Daredevil reference. A lot of people are like, oh, do you like avocados? And I'm like, no, I hate avocados. So I have to explain. There's a whole thing in the Daredevil TV show.
When was that? I don't remember that. And I've watched the series at least twice all the way through.
Him and Foggy are talking in a flashback. Matt and Foggy are talking, and the word in Spanish for lawyer sounds a lot like avocado.
Right.
And so Foggy says that they're going to be the best damn avocados. And so that's where it comes from.
Nice. Right, right. Okay. Yeah. And in Spanish, it's abogado.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why. That's why it's a... I went to law school, so it's a lawyer joke.
Okay. Okay. Are you still doing law stuff?
I am not. My husband is an attorney, and he can keep it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I actually recently joined the Stage Actors Union. So that's
cool.
That's what I'm focusing on a lot right now.
All right. Very cool. All right. So we do this thing called bullet questions.
Okay.
There are no wrong answers, mostly. But it's like first thing that comes to mind. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite Muppet?
Gonzo.
Okay. Favorite pizza topping?
Pineapple.
Hmm. A divisive selection.
It really is, but I absolutely love pineapple on pizza, no joke.
Okay. Favorite Star Wars movie or TV show?
Oh. Clone Wars.
Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Very good. We're going to give equal time, so favorite Star Trek movie or TV show?
The remake with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto, the first
one. Favorite DC superhero?
Batman.
And favorite DC movie or TV show?
If only DC would make good movies.
Now, they're not all bad. There are
they're
some.
They're not all bad. Okay. It's probably Batman Forever, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's very nostalgic for me.
Okay, that's fair. Favorite Marvel superhero?
Captain America.
Okay, and favorite Marvel movie or TV show?
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Far From Home. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. TJ, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I very much appreciate it.
Cool, thank you.
And people can find me on Twitter at JG_QA. I'm on Threads. I don't remember what I put on there because I haven't been out there in a really long time. I'm there. And I'm still on Facebook, lurking out there, mostly reading Far Side stuff in my feed or Calvin and Hobbes.
Nice.
Once again, TJ, thank you so much.
Of course, you're welcome.
And we will kick this back to Tilly and Susan.
It's over.
Just the interview is over. All right, don't forget that every Tuesday we have Tilly's Trans Tuesday.
What a coincidence.
Weird, right?
Very lucky that the show was named that and then comes out on Tuesdays. Definitely not planned.
Incredible.
Just the luck of the draw.
Yeah. Coming out Wednesday, June 5th, Kingery, Season 13, Hiatus Special Number 5, and it's short, so you're not getting a preview.
That's right, but this is also the last mid-season Hiatus Special mini episode, which means Season 13 will be starting up in just a few months.
Coming out Wednesday, June 26th, Genesis Avalon Patriot, Episode 18.
You know, when I agreed to this little witch hunt, I was really going for more of a shooting fish in a barrel vibe. You know, dynamite in the lake.
I told you that the Celts could not be trusted.
And I told you it doesn't change anything, Nick. Calhoun will either find Genesis Avalon and her husband, or he will die trying. Either way, those are dead bodies we can use to remind the public why heroes are anything but. We still steer the people to trust us and only us. Besides, something tells me that the Morgans showing up wasn't exactly planned. Probably causing as many problems for them as it is for us.
The plan was simple in its design. We sowed the seeds, watered the fields, and when it came time to reap, weeds had choked the crops we so carefully nurtured. How is it that a plan to execute one mortal woman turned into one fully present goddess in her vessel and three other blessed heroes? Who do they even belong to? This patriot, vanguard, and minute man? They were just various factions of the resistance, barely an inconvenience before.
I'm sorry, are you asking me if I know every single god out here that might be tapping people with powers? I mean, do you pay attention to every bee that pollinates a flower?
La la la, the show is almost done. Yay!
Okay, that's your show.
That is the end of the show!
Oh, it was almost a song for that little song ending I do of all the songs you sang put together.
Now we're left wondering, was it a song?
You'll only find out if you listen past the credits and see if I put it in with the other songs. That's how you'll know.
I bet they've never listened to the end. I bet you never have. Well, maybe you should. Maybe you're missing something. Did you ever think of that? No, I don't think you did.
Wow. Okay. There is, it's a little mishmash of all the end of the show songs you've sang and one from me, but they're mostly all yours. So, because you do it a lot.
I don't do it that often.
There's like 8 or 9 of them in there, I think.
That's maybe a lot.
That's what I'm saying, but they're all adorable. So, We should wrap this up.
Yeah.
Okay. Be sure to stop by the website at pendantaudio.com. We're on Facebook at pendantaudio.com. Nope, at facebook.com/pendantaudio. We're on Twitter at pendantweb. You can find us on Tumblr at pendantaudio.tumblr.com. Should I make a blue sky for Pendant? I've been wondering.
Yeah, probably.
If you're out there listening, let us know. Blue sky's where I am most often.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than the others by a lot. So anyway.
So far.
Anyway, that's it. We're done. We'll see you back here next month.
This is Susan Bridges.
And Tilly Bridges. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, that's a song. Maybe they're just confused and they're like, what is this show? Well, let me tell you, you will be confused at the end as well. The theme to TWIP is Mr. Exposition by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0. That is the end of the show.
At the end of the show.
The end of the show.
At 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 the end of the show.
Ta-da! That's the show. The show is done.
That's the show. The show is over now.